I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear.
Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Chintel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Write to us at Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Holly and Cindy singing Good Good Father, and then part two of the message. From Bob Lee with Mount Pisgah Printing Ministry, he'll be preaching from Habakkuk chapter 3.
My prayer. He said, inside the Bible's pages lie the answers to all the problems that mankind has ever known.
Amen.
Now, that's not if that's true. That is since that is true.
Amen.
And if that is true, then why don't I read it more? Why don't I study it more? Why don't I make that part of my life and that's part of my burden today? It's because we have a book that, as Ronald Reagan said, and which is true, lies the answer to all the problems that mankind has ever known. And then he said, I hope Americans will read and study the Bible.
Amen.
That's my prayer. Somebody said, we would have no hope without the Bible. Somebody else said, well, the same person said, we have no assurance of eternal life apart from the Bible. Somebody else said, well, the same person said, we have no knowledge of the future without the Bible. Robert E. Lee Jr. said that. Now, that's not in... Now, you won't find that in the book that you'll get on the back. Because I don't consider myself anything, but... Anyway, you'll get all the rest, but you won't get that. But if you'll notice, back in the book of back of chapter 3, and I could go on and talk about that, and you know, what is the answer to an evil day? It's the Bible. And we live in an evil day. Matter of fact, it's the most evil day that I know of since I've been born. And it's most evil day since I know of, since I've been a Christian. The answer is the Bible. It's not education, even though education is a wonderful thing. It's not education. It's the Bible.
Amen.
I heard a preacher one day use a big, important word. I thought it was big and important. And I was sitting down thinking, boy, that thing sure sounds educated. So I used it two or three times. You say, what did it mean, preacher? I have no idea. I didn't want people to think I was a dummy. Amen. I mean, I want to show a little education. Well, boy, how we need this blessed book called the Bible. Amen. It is the book in the Rock of Ages. Old John Wesley said, oh, give me that book, the book of God. Thomas Carlyle said, there never was a book like the Bible, and there will never be another.
Amen.
You see, you say, preacher, why are you doing this morning? I'm doing this because I have a great burden for Americans to read the Bible. Has all the answers to mankind. And yet we don't make it a part of our daily walk with God. And it's so important. And that's my burden this morning. That's part of my burden this morning. Or for Christians. The real Robert E. Lee said, the one who had traveler. Said, the Bible is a book in comparison with which all others in my eyes are of minor importance. And which in all my perplexities and distresses has never failed to give me light and strength. A little girl said to her Sunday school teacher, she said, the Bible is a loaf, every chapter is a slice, and every verse is a bite. And it is. Amen. You see, the prophet Habakkuk had a burden, had a prayer. And as I was reading through this one day, and you know, I don't ever want to get to the place where I do not have a burden, I do not have a passion, I do not have, I thank God that I'm saved. I want to always have a passion for God, knowing that He saved me when I shouldn't be saved. I was a heathen. I was a scoundrel. I was a wretched sinner. And one day God reached in His mighty arm of mercy and grace and picked me up out of the miry clay and set my feet upon a solid rock and placed a song in my heart and gave me a purpose for living. Listen, if I ever get away from that, if I ever get away from thanking God in my heart and soul that He saved me, I've asked the Lord, just take me on to glory.
Amen.
Just never have gotten over it. Just like old Gypsy Smith. Somebody asked Gypsy Smith sometime, Gypsy, what keeps you going? Why, you're an old man now. I heard you preach when you was a young man. And now you're an old man and you still got it and whatever. And what's the secret, Gypsy? And old Gypsy Smith. And he was a gypsy, Gypsy Smith. He said, I never lost the wonder of it all. Once you lose the wonder of God's saving grace, my dear friends, we have lost it. And I don't ever want to get to that place where I've lost the wonder of it all. But notice that the prophet Habakkuk, notice, what caused the prayer? What caused his burden? Did it just some way come in over the airwaves? Or was he walking down? Notice, a prayer of Habakkuk the prophet. Notice, O Lord, watch. I have heard Thy speech and was afraid. The Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing from the Word of God. What caused the prophet to have a burden? He heard from God. He said, I have heard Thy speech, and was afraid. And so the reason that the prophet of God was the way he was is because he heard the Word of God and it brought conviction. And he was afraid. The Word causes conviction. The prophet listened as he read the Bible. And that's my prayer today. That's my prayer for you, and that's my prayer for me. And preacher, that this burden was magnified this morning. Thank God, downstairs, your kids are getting the Bible.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.